Greetings, everyone. I said to another parishioner the other day, I think I'm becoming an elder. I could barely contain the laughter that welled up in me. You see, I think I always imagined this, but well, now that it's here, I'm tickled to say the least. Not because I don't think it's true, but because I'm noticing it before it truly happens. Does that make sense? Do you remember the elders of your faith experience or elders of your community and how important they were for you? Well, I remember mine, the women who held me down, like midwifed me from one season of life to the next. I remember how important they were to my faith journey and am grateful to begin seeing the glimmers of this call kind of shimmering within me. An elder is a person having authority because of age and experience. The village elders, the keepers of stories, the mentors and midwives of the next generation. They hold essential wisdom and knowledge for the community and sustain it by the respect and trust they gain and the practical value of their experience. They also offer essential reflection. Some say that this can't happen, like becoming an elder, because elders have experienced enough of the stages of life that they can look back and reflect on them, that really can't even happen before you're 50 years old, and maybe not even before 60. And so I'm not quite at 60 yet, but I think I'm becoming an elder. I'm becoming an elder because it's about character and competence, even a level of confidence. And so growing older is a blessing. It's a unique blessing this season. So I'm pretty tickled about it. The word elder is kind of like breathing into the next generation, right? The elders inspire. They inspire you. We inspire other persons into the next season. So we share a reason to work faithfully. We inspire creativity, and we inspire engagement with the world with a full heart. We take all that is good and been given to us and give that back to others. And so I just want to think about that today. That's the word today, elder. Elder. Do you remember the elders of your faith experience or elders of your community and how they impacted you? And have you started to notice that bubbling up within you if you're a person of a certain age or stage of life? You've got the stories and the wisdom, and you're ready to breathe it into the next generation. And so with that, we'll take a moment. Wherever you are, seated or standing, if you're able, maybe close your eyes and just gently tilt your chin downward. And maybe take three deep breaths through the nose, in through the nose, and out. Couple more times on your own just to regulate your breath. If you're able, maybe place your hands on your heart, just across your chest. Just feel into that inspiration, right? The breathing. Filling your lungs. And and releasing. If it's at all possible, if you're seated, maybe at work, or if you're standing and you're at home listening to this, maybe you pause in the kitchen or in the bathroom and maybe just fold your body down, just a forward fold. And so that's either seated or standing. Just allow the blood to rush to your head to get some fresh oxygenation. Just keep breathing, relax your shoulders. You can release your hands down. Maybe your knees are softly bent. Just a couple more times, and as we prepare, we're gonna rise up. We're gonna rise up into the strength of our calling. So a couple more breaths. On the next inhale, straighten your knees if you're standing, and if you're sitting, just roll through your spine back up to a long, tall stance, nice posture of awareness. And so if you're standing, your legs are long, tall, and strong, your spine, your core is lifted, your head is parallel to the sky, and that's for everyone. Your core is engaged. It's that powerful place of discernment. And you've just risen up into your calling as an elder, or you're rising, right? Because I don't think we ever arrive completely. But consider that rising up into this new position and calling in life. Elder. One that is ready to breathe into others. We want to breathe in that reason to work faithfully, to breathe in the inspiration to be creative and to engage the world with a full heart. We want that for ourselves. That's what has been growing in us, that has been seeded in us, and we want to seed it in others. Keep breathing. Maybe 30 seconds of silence. Just sit with that word and let the spirit have its way in you. So just keep breathing. We want to remember our essential wisdom and knowledge. We want that respect, right? The respect and trust that we gain. So just 30 seconds here, focusing on that word elder, what it means for you in this season of life right now. What is emerging for you? As you're ready to return from that inward looking space, maybe lift your chin and open your eyes. Take another full deep breath. Elder, what will we breathe into the next generation? Amen.